And now we have some news about radio personality Don Imus. The so-called shock jock has reportedly reached a multi-million dollar settlement with his former company, CBS. As most people know, he lost his job last spring after making derogatory remarks about the Rutgers women's basketball team. Now, one of the players is suing Imus for slander and defamation of character. This comes as reports suggest he is also in negotiations to return to the airwaves with a rival broadcaster. With us to discuss all of this is attorney Richard Ankowitz. He represents player Kia Vaughn, who filed her lawsuit yesterday, and he joins us from his office in Albany, New York. Mr. Ankowitz, welcome. Thanks so much for speaking with us. Now, you're representing Kia Vaughn, and her claim is that Imus's comments about the team damaged her reputation. What's the basis of the claim?
She was slandered. Her good name was slandered. She was basically accused of performing illegal activity, i.e. prostitution. And she would like to it acknowledged publicly in a court of law that this was slanderous.
And it's been several months since this these comments were made. Why now?
Well, I've been working on the complaint, which is 49 pages long, for quite some time. And it turned out, just at the time I was serving it, that the news came out that Imus was perhaps returning to another media outlet, and also the news came out yesterday that apparently Imus settled his purported $120 million claim against his former corporate employer, CBS Radio, Inc.
And was it timed? Was the filing of the lawsuit because of those other announcements?
No. As I said, I just finished the complaint and was in the process of filing it when this news came out.
Are you representing any other members of the team?
Just Kia Vaughn.
Now, there's some who would argue that Don Imus' comments are a reflection on him, and they are perhaps a reflection on the people who hired him rather than on the women he insulted. And they would argue this dialogue about the impact of his comments came before this lawsuit was filed. But part of the argument was, you know, sticks and stones and all that. It's a reflection on him, not on any of these women.
Well, it certainly is a reflection on him, but on the other hand, you mentioned at the outset, you referred to Mr. Imus as a so-called shock jock. Don Imus, I believe, started out as a shock jock, and I've been a listener of his for many, many years. But in recent years, he has been an important media figure, someone that governors, senators, even presidents have taken quite seriously. And he has been a well-respected media figure, and I think what he says does mean something. And my client shouldn't have to go without being compensated for it, fairly and justly compensated for it. She shouldn't have to go through life with people thinking, oh, isn't this one of the people that Imus called another word for a prostitute?
Mm-hmm.
When she goes for a job interview, should that even cross someone's mind? Well, it shouldn't, but it will, and it probably always will.
What are you seeking in terms of damages?
In New York State, when we start a lawsuit, we are not permitted to state a dollar figure in terms of damages.
And I think you've said that some of the money from any, if there were to be damages awarded, that they would be used to create a scholarship program to study the effects of bigoted and misogynistic speech.
Yes,
right?
My client wishes to turn a horrible, ugly experience into something positive. And that's the purpose of that.
And finally, I wanted to ask if you could talk about the settlement, Don Imus' settlement with CBS. And I understand that you don't represent him, but it's my understanding that part of the basis of his claim and part of the basis of the settlement, and the terms were not disclosed, was that he had a contract clause in which CBS acknowledged that his services were unique, extraordinary, and controversial, and that this programming was desired by the company and consistent with company rules and policy. And I just wonder what you think that means to your client's claim.
Well, I can only point out the irony of the situation that Imus lost approximately 4 months of employment, and he's apparently gained $20 million and a new platform, and it looks like he comes out smelling like a rose. And I don't know if you can imagine, but what kind of effect all these events would have on these young women, and in particular my client, how that would affect their self-esteem. These are really open questions and questions that need to be asked and thought about.
Okay. All right, Mr. Ankowitz, I hope maybe you'll come back and talk to us as this matter proceeds down the line. And thank you for speaking with us.
Sure. Have a nice day.
Attorney Rich Ankowitz represents Rutgers player Kia Vaughn. She is suing Don Imus for defamation of character. He joined us today from his office in Albany, New York.